This is John. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. In the studio, I have Sam Sparrow, as promised. We're going to start off by playing a track from his CD. This is called Deep Down and Deep.
I want a love that's clean, like a washing machine, but a little bit dirty. I want you, please don't hurt me. I want a love that's not mean. I want to fill me up like a truck with some gasoline. Give me some energy. I want a love that keeps me satisfied, not a love that makes me cry, because the wells run dry. I love that loves my body and so am mine. A love that's kind. Is it really that hard to find?
So who are these people sitting in my studio here at killradio.org on Is Good?
That's not a rhetorical question.
Yeah, no, I really mean it. Who the hell are you?
Well, I'm Sam. Sam Sparrow. This is my dad, Chris. He's going to be accompanying me on guitar today.
That's great. That's awesome. Thanks for coming in, by the way.
And then just walked in with some water for me is my friend Andre from Switzerland.
Sweet.
Hello.
Hey.
So you're playing live next week.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I'm playing a show at Fado Do in LA. It's on like West Adams.
Yeah, Adams. Yeah.
Fado Do,
I saw
cool club.
Medusa and Feline Science. There
I did
once.
Too, actually.
Yeah, we were probably there at the same time. I don't know. I was really
maybe like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good show.
That was before I knew you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we met at a place called the What Club.
Mm-hmm.
What is for our listeners? What was or is the What Club?
The What Club was. It started out, this guy James Longtoe started it, and it was like a dream of his that he had to just have a place where people could come and share their music and their art and talk about stuff and drink a lot of booze and eat food. And he moved into this loft space and just kind of illegally turned it into a nightclub. And it was going for how long, like what, like a couple of 3 years. 3 years without a license.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So they stopped doing that now because the feds got onto them.
So. It was a real shame. Because I found that place right towards the end, like in the last couple of months of its existence.
Really?
Yeah. It was like July of 2004 when I started going there.
Right.
And it was only because it was right down the street from where I lived and a friend of mine mentioned it. And that's actually what got me into DJing, was going to the What Club, because David Jay, who was there as well, I noticed in between sets of all this great live music, including yours,
there was just dead air.
They were playing an iPod, and it was just, you know, random music, and a lot of it was stuff I play. So I was like, hey, can I sort of take over the helm? And then I just started, decided I was a DJ, and here I am.
Nice.
Here you are on my show, which I think is hilarious.
Excellent. Well, the What Club is actually putting the show on Thursday, so it's going to be like a lot of the regulars from the What Club and the same people putting it on.
That's great. Well, everyone should check it out.
It's legal this time. They have a license. Frozenis, everything.
Oh, they're going to have Frozenis too?
They're going to have Frozenis.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The Frozenis was James' frozen martini.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
The new Cold War.
Nice. So do you want to go into a song and then we'll talk a little bit more later? What are you going to do for us next?
This is a song of mine called Too Many Questions.
Let's do it. This is Sam Sparrow on isgoodkillradio.org.
My coffee is cold, and yesterday is stuck with me, and I can't wake up from my sleep. I feel like a grain of salt in a shaker, but the day that I meet my maker, or the day that I see my undertaker, you see, all I have is too many questions. Is there something someone forgot to mention to me? Yeah. But I walk on without hesitation to my unknown own destination, with the music like syncopation, and explore my own imagination. How do I know if I am right and why I feel like I do, and separate the truth from the lies? And why do we only take any action when it comes to our own satisfaction, when we only need just a fraction of what we need? All I have is too many questions. Is there something someone forgot to mention to me? But I walk on without hesitation to my unknown own destination, with the music like syncopation, and explore my own imagination. Yeah. Oh. Mm. You see, 'cause all I have is too many questions. Is there something someone forgot to mention to me? But I walk on without hesitation to my unknown own destination, with the music like syncopation, and explore my own imagination.
That was beautiful.
There you go. Thank you.
So how do you describe your... I ask this of everybody. Like, how do you describe your style
of
music?
How they describe them?
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody gets...
Probably everyone else describes it.
Yeah, when everybody gets categorized. I mean, I've been describing you as a young funk genius, but I don't know what else.
Well, shit, that sounds pretty good. I'll stick with that.
Yeah.
I usually just say, like, funk, soul. The stuff that I do live has been so different in the past. Like, it's been, like, you know, a lot of live... all live instrumentation... So it's kind of been very kind of classic funk soul orientated. I've always made electronic music, and I've always been very into electronic music. And so the stuff that I'm recording now is much, I call it like electro-funk.
Electro-funk, I like that.
I don't know if that's a new...
So the stuff we just played from your CD, is that the works of a new album?
That's, well, it's the works, at the moment it's just a demo, but yeah, I'm hoping to put an EP out. I don't know if it'll come out before the end of the year, but like a 6-song EP, that's what I'm working on now. So that should be out one of these days.
And what we're going to see live on Thursday at Fidodo, that's...
It's going to be a combination of the first half of the set. I've never done this before, so it's a bit different. But the first half is going to be all fully live band. I have 3 backup singers. And then the second half is going to be bass, guitar, and the 3 backup singers. And the hula hoop dancer.
Nice. One of my favorite instruments.
Yeah, me too.
Now that accent of yours, that's fake, right? You're from Kansas.
Totally.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
You're from Australia,
I'm from
right?
Australia originally. I've lived in America on and off for about 12 years. And sometimes I piss off somewhere else, but I've been back to Australia a few times for 6-month stints, and I lived in England for a couple of years about. And
Well, cool.
You
want to go into another song?
Yeah, I'm going to do one of my favorite, like, old school funk songs, Sly and the Family Stone.
Sweet.
If you want me to stay.
This is Sam Sparrow on Is Good on KillRadio.org.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. Well, I'm about to go, and then you'll know, for me to stay here, I've got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. You'll be pleased I'm gone. Can't think of reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. And when you see me again, I'll bet you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get it straight, how could I ever be late, when you're a woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I guess I wonder how I could get out of pocket for fun, when you know that you're never number 2. Number 1's gonna be number 1. Oh, I'll be so good. I wish that I could get this message over to you now. Play guitar. And when you see me again, I'll bet you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get it straight, how could you ever be late, when you're a woman taking up all of my time. Oh, I'll be so good, I wish that I could get this message over to you now. Oh, if you want me to stay. If you want me to stay. Yeah. I'll be good. Oh, I promise that I'll be good. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Bravo. You have actually given me the most listeners to date
We
have 20 live streams right now from all over the world.
I'm sure they're live.
Well, they might be dead now.
Streaming directly into mortuaries around the world. But yeah, excellent. Fantastic. Thanks.
I emailed everybody.
Great. Great. Well, make sure they come back next week.
I will. Excellent.
So you come from a really musical family. I know I've seen your brother play at the Wet Club as well, and your dad's here playing.
Yeah, my dad. Everyone in my family is musical somehow. Even my mom, but you just don't really know about that. She only sings in the shower or in the car. But yeah, my brother's amazing. He's actually so ridiculously talented. He plays like drums, bass, guitar. He just picked up a trumpet, and he can already play a song on that. So yeah.
So
my dad's been a musician as long as I've been alive, and longer than that. So
yeah, longer than that. So when you started getting involved in music, there was really no question. There was no way you were going to escape it.
Not a choice.
Not a choice.
No choice. I actually, when I was younger, I wanted to be an actor, and thank God I changed my mind because.
Yeah, I don't recommend it. No.
But I grew up in church, and so that was when I first started really singing. I sang in gospel choirs and started singing.
And who are some of your greatest influences apart from the church?
Vocally, like Prince, James Brown, Chaka Khan, Sly and the Family Stone. But even just like, I mean, Stevie Wonder, jazz stuff as well, Billie Holiday. But I love, tons of stuff, just heaps and heaps of stuff.
So we should start describing you as a young white Prince, Stevie Wonder, James Brown, Chaka Khan.
Okay.
I like that.
I saw Chaka Khan play at the Sunset Junction a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. You were there, yeah.
Yeah, and man, what a shock. She's like 500 pounds, and she was definitely high on something. But Chaka Khan.
Yeah, time treats us all differently.
Right. I hope it's kind to you and me.
Yes. So what do you have next?
Next, I'm going to sing
it is. Sam Sparrow on Is Good. If you want to instant message him, by the way, or anybody in the room, you can sign on to AOL Instant Messenger. Kill Radio Station is our handle. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
That ever wandered the planet, I pray a star would create the seed. For everything that I've taken for granted, I'm sure something will be taken from me. But what I see is too overwhelming, and what I hear just don't make any sense. What we have is a lot of pain and suffering, but there don't seem to be any justice. So when the clouds seem to be hovering over you and you help against the powers that be, you're not alone in your fights and battles. Let's make it loud, come on everybody. Sing, 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 sing. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Sing, 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 sing. Ooh. When everyone is only hungry for money, nobody stands a living chance to succeed. Now rearrange so we can change what is happening, and stop the travesties and stop meeting needs. But what can I do to make this happen? Well, after all, it's just little old me. I found a voice in me and I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna sing until the day that I'm free. I'm gonna sing to the valleys and the mountaintops. I'm gonna sing to the skyscrapers in the city. I'm gonna sing, sing, sing all day. Oh, I forgot my words again, but I'm gonna sing, 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 sing. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Sing, 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 sing. Ooh. I'm notorious for forgetting my lyrics.
That was beautiful, though. I think that's probably my favorite song of yours.
Thank you.
That and your cover of Tyrone, which is fantastic,
thank you.
Too.
Thank you. Excellent. Oh.
That's awesome. So, once again, you're playing...
I'm playing Fado Do, along with 22nd. The 22nd. Who else is playing? David J. from Bauhaus is going to be doing his crazy cabaret thing. Justin Catalino,
nice.
Chris Folsom and the What Club Band. Josh Thompson. Who else? Renata Youngblood.
Wow.
She's like a new Joni Mitchell. Like, she's great.
Well, cool. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
That's going to be excellent. And if someone wants to check out your music online, I know you have a MySpace page.
Yeah, I have a MySpace page. www.myspace.com/SamSparrow. And there's no W on the end of that. So it's SamSparrow.
And I think of all the emails I sent to you with a W.
Did you? That's why I never got any of them.
And who received them?
There's a Sam Sparrow in Michigan. He works at like some college or something. I looked it up.
I should have him on the show.
Yeah,
just
you should.
To confuse people. So did you want to do any more, or should we play something from the CD? What do you feel like doing?
Yeah, let's play something from the CD.
Recommended track?
This is track number 2. Is called Sally. It's about a stripper. What else? That's
I like it already. Sam Sparrow on Is Good, killradio.org.
Something else your mama gave you. Those beautiful green eyes. The same kind of green. Like the dollars that they stick to you. They stick it to your planted. Cause you know just what to do up there, Sally.
Why you wanna do that?
Your daddy, baby.
Sally, you ain't gotta do that.
Oh no.
It's all about to love you. Not like your daddy.
Your daddy taught you a thing or two about living in a cold, cold world. He said he treats you special like called you his little girl. Ooh, and I get so red hot, man. About that dirty old man. And I see you up there dancing, trying to get that money while you can. Oh, Sally,
I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna hurt you. I ain't your daddy. I'm not your daddy, baby.
Sally,
I ain't gonna do that. Need someone to love you. Need someone like your daddy. Oh, so
tonight.
just talk to snitches. Don't hang with bitches, they only wanna undermine your wishes. Don't burn your bitches, do the dishes. Mind your bitches, beware of leeches that wanna soak up all your riches. Only you, then go ahead and scratch your itches. Ignore the stigmas that wanna box you into niches. When you're counting the miles, be sure to count the inches. This world's insidious. You better put up the bitches. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Paper, don't be a hater. You should always try to do now what you've been saving for later. Don't settle for less, you should know you are greater. Lots of teases and crowd pleases, you deserve something better. Ain't nobody down and judges, sick of fighters, more lovers. Did you forget we were brothers? All of us cousins, muggers, murderers, shooters and looters. Boys, nuns, doctors, everybody. Breathe with me, yeah, yeah.
Sam Sparrow on Is Good, killradio.org. We're back just to say goodbye, but let's ask a question that's come from outer space, from the internet, from my favorite listener, Dave, in the UK.
Hi,
he wants
Dave
to know why you're not signed, and what's the deal, what's the plan?
I'd love to be signed. Well, I'd love, not necessarily to be signed, but it'd be nice to have some money behind me so I can get my music out there and travel and play lots of shows and have a band and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm 22, I'm not worried about it.
But this is it. This is the road you're taking. You're a pro musician.
Yeah, I can't really do anything
albums,
else
concerts
very well. I can't count. I'm really bad at counting back change.
Who's going to count all the money from your record sales?
I don't know. Someone that I trust.
Good luck on. Good
yeah
luck with that.
How about you?
So if anybody wants your music now, I guess they can download it from your MySpace page, right?
Yeah, they can stream it on MySpace. For now, they could download it, but they can't anymore because it's not finished yet.
And oh,
just,
I see.
Yeah, but just hang out, check out my MySpace page, send me an email, and yeah, I'll keep you informed. I should have some stuff coming out soon.
All right, and if anybody's in the Southern California area,
yay,
you must
come
go
to my
September
show.
22nd.
Yeah, hula hoop, dances, everything. It's gonna be good.
I don't know. Excellent, Sam. Thank you so much for coming. It's been such a great show.
Excellent.
Take care. We are nearing the end of today's Is Good show. I'm John Hirschfield. You're listening to www.killradio.org. My guest was Sam Sparrow, and what a guest it was. My next guest will be George Serra, which is very exciting. Thank you for listening. Playing next, just a song that's been floating around in my head. In the early 90s, there was this rave act called Messiah, and they had a single called Thunderdome, and it was remixed by God Lives Underwater. If this means anything to anyone listening other than me, that's cool. If not, it's still cool. Anyway, that's what's playing in the background. DJ Messy is here setting up for her show, Craptabulous, which comes up in a few minutes. So enjoy that, and I will hear you next week. Bye.
See me, feel me, hear me, love me, touch me.